May the Lord help us to begin this morning with the first part of hymn 806. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. A wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still. But oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Hymn 806.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God from Genesis chapter 28 and then Psalm 146. Genesis chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." And Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous, the Lord preserveth the strangers, he relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign for ever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, thou hast spared our unworthy lives even to see this another Sabbath day, and thou hast gathered us together in thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. And all that might be of each one of us, said of each one of us here, we've gone up to thy courts to hear the voice of the Lord our God. O Lord, for what is the house of God to me, unless the master there I see? They might each be found in thy courts this day with us, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ, or else I die. But, O Lord, thou lookest upon the heart. Our man looks upon the outward appearance, doth he not? Or we all look the same to those that have viewed us perhaps in the street as we turned into the courts of the Lord here. But thou lookest upon the heart. O Lord, if there are those yet dead and unconcerned, do breathe upon their dry bones. Ah, bring them into that time when they have to smite upon their breast and cry, God, be merciful me, a sinner. O Lord, raise the dead. Lord, it is by thy power alone. And what a mercy it is. I will work, and who shall let it? And none can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Oh, begin thy work in one or another's heart, we plead this day. Lord, thou knowest how many years this poor sinner, we entered into thy courts and we had no thought concerning eternity. We had no knowledge of our need as a dying sinner, a hell-deserving sinner. But, O Lord, when thou dost put forth thy hand, when it is a word that goes forth with the power of the Spirit, and is a nail in a sure place, what a mercy it is. None can stay thy hand, or say, what doest thou? None can bring it to naught. But thou will bring to pass that which thou hast purposed for them, for that poor sinner whom thou hast raised from the dead. O Lord, thou knowest those whom thou hast raised from the dead. Thou hast quickened them. And they come again and again, for their ear has been brought to the doorpost. They come again and again, with that living desire. Sadden my soul on thy salvation. And they find the truth in those words, which we see in the Shulamite. But the company of two armies. And on the one hand, they're pressed by the adversary. Oppressed, distressed. On one hand, the old adversary says, there's no hope for a poor sinner like you. And yet, their living faith cries out for the living God. That living faith, though at times very damped, shall never die. And as thou hast then bore their ear to the doorpost, and they come again and again, they wait daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors. Or they long to hear thy voice. Speak peace and pardon into their soul. Oh, it is no more notion. Something must be known and felt. Oh, Lord, may it please thee this day, here or elsewhere in Zion. Lord, thou knowest where thy roots are. They long to be united to their heavenly Boaz. They long to be led into the banqueting house where thy banner over them is love. Oh, may it please even this day, that time when thou favour Zion. And, O Lord, thou knowest those whom thou hast favoured. If it could please thee. Bring them to that time when they may be brought into that sweet place of that liberty of the gospel where they can testify. Testify a little of what thou hast done for their soul. That which has been brought revealed to them in measure. And they are tasted that thou art gracious. And yet, O Lord, There seem to be many obstacles the old adversary puts in the way. Many arguments. Raise up this thought and that thought. Oh, like it was with this poor sinner those years ago, until thou didst speak this word, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Ah, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Oh, then, this poor sinner had to venture with a lisping, stammering tongue and tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. O Lord, loose the tongue of some poor sinner, we plead. Oh, may it please thee that I brought him to this where the very stones would cry out should they remain silent. Lord, thou knowest also those that have walked many years in that pathway. It's a waste, howling wilderness. And they prove again, and perhaps they prove it again in the past days, through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. O Lord, may it please thee, they come into thy courts, bow down, cannot lift themselves up, but all speak the word only. If it could please thee, bring to remembrance all the way which thou hast led them these years in the wilderness. May they prove again, thy promise to be true, for he has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And yet, O Lord, how soon unbelief takes hold upon us, does it not? When those troubles come, unbelief. We come like that one of old, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Oh, what a mercy it is we read in thy word. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. And oh, what a mercy if we have those todays, those fresh troubles. Oh, wilt thou not also grant unto that poor sinner that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth? Thou wilt give them, will it not, in these fresh trials, new life to prayer? Wilt thou not pour out upon them all, may it please thee, that one that's entered into thy courts, even at this moment, pour out upon them that spirit of grace and supplications? They may prove, even in the todays, but will it not be in those tomorrows and that all things that we shall ever have to pass through in our life here below, but all when once again thou dost reveal thyself, that one that's never changing, that one whose promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. O Lord, do then remember such, we plead. Lord, if it could please thee, draw near and bring to remembrance all the words that thou hast spoken unto them, and all the way which thou hast led them. There might be that once again, lifting up of the weak hands and the confirming of the feeble knees. And so, Lord, remember such. Now, perhaps are those that walk in darkness. Yes, they fear the Lord. But now they walk in darkness, they have no light. Let him trust in the Lord and stay upon his God. And so, Lord, do remember each one. But Lord, remember especially we plead, oh, now for the young. We see the babes in arms. We see, oh, the young, and those that are growing up and going on into life. Lord, do enable them to call upon thee in their times of trouble. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Lord, do enable them, O Lord, we plead. With that simple faith, to pour out their hearts before thee. Lord, thou knowest then what concerns the dear young friends. But Lord, may they prove that truly thou art that one that hears and answers. Prove that there is help laid upon one that is mighty. Lord, remember them, we plead, in this dark and evil day. Keep them close to thee. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. O Lord, keep them in the hour of temptation. O Lord, as they go on into life and they'll find the old adversary a real foe. He'll stir up those with whom they have to do. But O Lord, may they ever be upon their watchtower. And may they find there is help laid upon one that is mighty when they feel so weak in the midst of temptations and those taunts. Lord, do then grant them that strength sufficient for the day and grant them the help in that hour. They may have to stand alone. But oh, may they prove like the apostle, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. To remember parents in all that concerns them. As they look upon their children, we think of grandparents also, as they, grandparents and parents, as they look upon their children and their children's children. But what a mercy we have the throne of grace. What a mercy. There is that one to whom we can go. In all our troubles and our cares. Yes, and Lord, have we not proved it so? As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Lord, do remember them parents as they groan unto thee often at the footstool of mercy concerning their children, their children's children. Lord, do hear those cries that are put up on their behalf. And, O Lord, as parents in our day, when evil is called good and good is called evil, and those hard questions will arise, will they not? Oh, what we read in the Epistle of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. Remember those in the midst of life, whether it is a student in their learning, through to those in retirement and all those busy scenes and the cares and the trials. Lord, may it please thee. May they prove from time to time amidst all these cares and things that seem at times hard to be understood, they're oppressed and distressed. At times we know not what to do. But may they prove, there is our good shepherd and bishop of our souls that has gone before us every step of the way. And amidst those battles and the troubles and great enemies that come out against us, the battle is not yours but God's. And so, Lord, you know, it's to cast their cares upon thee. find that he careth for you. Remember then, those in affliction. Afflicted ones, Lord, we know of one another throughout the hills of Zion. Perhaps there are those afflicted here. They've been laid aside in a moment and now languish on a bed of affliction. Lord, do remember that we plead. Draw near and comfort their hearts. Make their bed for them. Sanctify the path, sweeten the pain. And bless all the means used for their good, we plead. Some, O Lord, are brought very low. If it could please thee, if it could be thy holy will, raise them up yet again for a little season. Restore them to their wonted place. Lord, remember those that walk in singular, lonely, tribe paths and they feel no one else knows. But we often quote it, and what a mercy we have it in thy word concerning Job. He walked a lonely path, did he not? His wife said unto him, curse God and die. But in the midst of it all, he could say, he knoweth the way that I take. Was it not that faith and exercise to realize of a truth, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world? He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So, Lord, remember such we plead. But, Lord, remember us also, as churches and people throughout this land and throughout the earthly ball, ministered and brought low are we not? Thy day is forsaken. Thy courts forsaken, thy days, and thy word is trodden underfoot, and thy days are desecrated. O Lord, if it could please thee. It seems an impossibility, does it not? But if it could please thee, turn us once again, and we shall be turned. If it could please thee, there might be even in our day a reviving of thy work in this land of ours. Revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. And we plead then for this land of ours. We've turned thee the back and not the face. We've forsaken thy law. Sin those sins, O Lord, which are an abomination in thy sight. O Lord, have mercy upon us. We believe thou hast heard the cries of remnant, for thou hast not destroyed this nation as our sins deserve. And thou hast, truly thou hast granted a goodly harvest in this year. Thy hand is stretched out still. And, O Lord, may it please thee. Turn us once again. And we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts, O Lord. O Lord, as we think upon Zion, and we think upon the sins of the nation, but, O Lord, make us each honest. May we plead also to be searched. Search me, and we can only speak as one. Concerning oneself, we stand up in thy name. Search me and try my heart. And see if there's any wicked way in my soul. Bring me, may it be the plea of each one. Bring each one to that with that broken heart and a contrite spirit which thou wilt not despise. And Lord, who grant unto us our grace to forsake those sins. Oh, perhaps it's been that thou art the man, that thou art the woman. But, O Lord, may we never be found rolling as a sweet morsel under our tongue some sin. But, O Lord, make us right. Make me right and keep me right. May that be our plea. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. For, O Lord, none of us know when the bridegroom shall appear. None of us know that time which I has appointed for our end. But, O Lord, may it please thee, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform. For it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. So, Lord, stir us each up. Oh, stir us each up. May we not be found in that day as one that has come in like a thief and or a robber. But, oh, may we each be found as those that have come in through Christ, the door, into the sheepfold. Be found bound up in that which Christ has wrought for them. Oh, that robe of thy righteousness, that spotless, seamless robe. There might be truly when we have to appear before the judgment seat of God, tis he instead of me is seen. Some of us, we tremble if it was not so. And we were seen exactly as we are. There would be no hope. There would be no hope. But all to be found clothed upon with thy righteousness. To be washed in the Redeemer's blood. So shall live my head with joy among the sons of God. With neither a spot or a shadow of a spot upon the soul will be found. Ah, 'tis he. No righteousness of our own, but be found bound up in that covenant of love, ordered in all things and sure. As David could testify with his last words, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. An everlasting covenant of grace. Ruled by a precious Christ. Ah, that one who has made sin for his people, he who knew no sin, but bore the sin of many. Ah, died that we might live. Rose again victorious from the grave, having conquered death, hell and sin, and gained the victory over the grave, and now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, interceding for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. But all that finished work. That finished work. Lord, do then touch each one's heart. Work mightily in the midst of the people, we plead. May we not be found as one, a foolish virgin. With no oil left in our lamp. And nothing in our vessels. Oh, how solemn. Lord, then, remember us each, we plead. But Lord, help us now. We gather together in thy court, we thank thee for all thy mercies, temporal mercies. We would not let them lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die. But these things are temporal. Oh, may we, even this day, be lifted above those things of the earth and prove perhaps we have a little treasure in earth and vessel. The excellency, the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Oh, to have those heavenly blessings which moth and rust will not corrupt. Lord, may it please you then. Oh, satisfy us with thy goodness and send none empty away. Do us each good. But, oh Lord, we fall now into thy hands. And this poor sinner, Lord, thou knowest my need, it is great. Truly thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, do pour in that we may pour out. There may be truly a portion for seven and a portion for eight. Lord, we plead for it. So help this poor sinner and all thy servants who labour this day. Ah, to whom can we go? We are dependent upon thee and the power of the Spirit. But Lord, do help now, we plead. Pardon and forgive our many sins and our failings and shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Sing part of hymn 774, the first three verses and the last five. 774, the Holy Ghost in Scripture saith, expressly in one part, speaking by Peter's mouth, by faith God purifies the heart. 774, verses 1, 2 and 3, and then from 9 to the end.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, the verse which I trust the Spirit dropped into my soul as we journeyed up here on the past evening will be found in Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. You know the account of Jacob, and that which had taken place in those chapters before, and how now, yes, he was fleeing, was he not, because of Esau, his brother. Esau, his brother, who pursued him, was going to pursue him, for it was made known unto him, was it not, and he was told to flee, as it were. And now, at the beginning of that chapter we read, before he went, Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, and there are those verses there, that which Isaac so charged Jacob and blessed him. And there we read in verse 3, and God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob. And so, as Jacob then took that journey, a journey that he had not taken heretofore, and no doubt with those many fears, and certainly a foe. We know that through those things that had taken place, and through that which was wrought between himself and his mother, was it not? And that now Esau's anger was stirred up against him. And perhaps it is so, is it not, with a child of God? Those things perhaps in our past, that yes, the old adversary brings them again and again to our remembrance. And we are, as we go through this waste, howling wilderness, and from time to time, yes, those things are brought back to our remembrance. And that old adversary seems a very real foe. That old adversary that the child of God will know all the days of his life. But there are those times and seasons when it's more so, when it is a very lonely and tried path we're brought to walk in. But what a mercy. There is a God that his love changeth not. Yes, we may bring upon ourselves some things, but his love changeth not, it's not altered. Blessed be his holy name, it's not altered. And as a hymn writer put it, rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. But oh, as Jacob then went out and he took that journey, obeying his father and his mother. And there he's brought to this place. Ah, and we think upon you, dear young friends. It came to my mind this morning. You, dear young friends, as you venture out into life, and perhaps as a leaving of the house of your mother and your father, oh, may you be as Jacob here. Perhaps you've heard their entreaties. You've heard their prayers. And the Lord has given you a soft heart. A soft heart, and yes, you go forth. What a mercy it is then you should obey your father and your mother. Not so with Esau, was it not? We won't dwell too much upon Esau, but are we reconcerning Jacob and Esau? Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. We see in Jacob a different spirit, do we not? Is not, I don't feel it was, as he obeyed his father and his mother, there is that spirit wrought in him by God. That spirit, not to be obstinate, but that tender heart, and so he ventured that night. Yes, as we said, perhaps those things brought upon himself in measure. But some of us, we mourn over our old nature. Our old nature that brings us into trouble again and again. We can trace it right back to our very childhood and youth, can we not? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? That old man of sin. And as Rebecca felt that in her womb, that warfare. If it be so, why am I thus? There was those two nations within her womb, Jacob and Esau. The one warring against the other. And so as I quoted earlier, did we not? What we see in the Shulamite but a company of two armies. The one continually warring against the other. And at times we find the old nature rises up. We soon become ensnared in those things when the old adversary turns the accuser of the brethren. We once again tremble, do we not? Trembled his voice. But what a mercy then. An unchanging faithfulness of our God. And Jacob proved it, so did he not. Now as he fled then that day. Oh, what a mercy for you young people. Yes, you begin that pathway of life. Gone out from the house of your parents, and now you walk that path you have to walk. But oh, what a mercy if it should be, even as Jacob here. When he's brought to that place, what a mercy. Jacob, no doubt, would have rejoiced in that all the days of his life. But no doubt at times it had been obscured, and you have had to cry out again, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. But oh, what a mercy it should be to you young ones in the way, might hear the Lord's voice. Might be a word that is sealed upon your heart. The Spirit seals it there. And a word you can look back as you get older. And you can plead it again and again, for you know and truly feel it was a blessing of the Lord. It was a word of the Lord. It came and it was made unto you. It was power. It came with in the Spirit. Yes, there may be a losing sight of it from time to time, but it comes back again and again in those times of trouble. In those times of trial which you shall have to walk through, we read, do we not? It is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But ah, to have that word then, that you can plead, ah, when fresh troubles come. A word that, ah, raise up a poor sinner, as you feel yourselves and felt yourself to be, raise you up to a hope in his mercy. Yes, might not be that full assurance of that hope, but a hope, a little hope in his mercy. Like it was then with Jacob here. Yes, now leaving his mother and his father, brought him to that night, that first night. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. It doesn't say what passed through his heart, but no doubt he was like man, like as you and I are. I can't believe that it wasn't without his fears. For why do we read in the word of God concerning Jacob often, fear, especially one word, fear not, thou worm Jacob. No doubt full of fears. And perhaps you, poor young one, venturing in the way. Yes, as a word, ah. Perhaps even in your very young childhood, but now, you're walking that lonely path, your pathway, which the Lord has appointed you to walk out. But oh, what a mercy it should be, it's brought to your remembrance. But perhaps as one, you say, but I've never had a word from the Lord. May it be even this day, or in the days to come, you know, that word of the Lord that comes with power. And like it was here then with Jacob, he laid himself down. He didn't have much of that way of comfort. It was no more than stones, and even stones for his pillow. And perhaps some poor young trembling worm Jacob in the way, a sinner wrought upon by the Spirit, and now you're now walking that path, a lonely path. Yes, perhaps even in the workplace you prove it's a lonely path. You find, are those that ridicule you. And you feel, you need the Lord to appear. And perhaps then, like Jacob here, may it be so. And as he laid himself down, as we said, not much to comfort, naturally. The sun was set, it was dark. But oh, he put those stones down for his pillows and laid down in that place to sleep. And oh, what did he dream? He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Was not that that which spoke of Christ, and that mediator between Christ and man, God and man, the man Christ Jesus? It speaks, does it not, of that mediator, that glorious man of whom poor trembling sinners go upon the walls of Zion to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so we wouldn't want a sermon to be full of topical things. And neither is a poor Jacob. And perhaps you feel like that. Ah, yes, I don't want a sermon that's full of topical things. Ah, we hear perhaps those in the Church of England that may have spoken of this or that to do with the economy and the affairs of the world. You don't want that. You want the Lord to speak. To speak, something which is more than notion, something which is known and felt. To comfort you, to enable you to go on in the way as you are, perhaps you view that which is before you, all the pathway of life and the oppression of those with whom you have to do. The old adversary stirs them up, and you're proving for the first time a real foe. A real foe, and you want the Lord to speak. Dear old Jacob, in his young days, I don't know how old he was here when he laid himself down. But he was not old. He was in his younger years. But he saw, did he not? And oh, may you then, poor trembling worm Jacob, like worm Jacob in the youth, in your childhood and youth, oh, may you also know of Christ, that glorious high priest, our advocate with the Father, that one that intercedes for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered, one that hears the voice of children and young people. Don't listen to the adversary. You young children, don't listen to the adversary. Hear the voice of the Lord. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. That exhortation to the youngest. And may you prove then like Jacob here, as he saw by in that dream, that vision of the angels of God ascending and descending on it. We read, do we not, of one another in the Old Testament, Almighty God sent an angel to this one and that one. Like the prophet of old, yes, he is brought into fresh troubles, was he not? He was pursued by that woman that sought to take his life, Jezebel, was he not? But the Lord God Almighty heard him, knew his groans. He knows even the youngest one's groans. And Almighty God sent an angel unto him there. And that glorious provision, there was an arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. And even in our day, blessed be his holy name, may you prove also the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies, one that is able to comfort you. Yes, now risen indeed. We read concerning Christ. What a path he walked. Condescends to men of low estate, but oh, what a path he walked. It wasn't a path of pomp and everything here below like an earthly monarch. It's in that lowly path. He was tempted as the adversary 40 days and 40 nights, but oh, that path he walked. He knows what sore temptations mean, for he has felt the same, but oh, he is able to succour them that are tempted. And he comes even to poor trembling worm Jacob's, even the young ones. Come right where they are. And you'll prove then, as Jacob proved here, that glorious provision for his trembling people, those whom he hath loved from all eternity, that each one from Jacob's day and Abraham right down to the end of time, it shall be so. those surnamed by the name of Israel, they shall prove like as Jacob proved here. There is one that has said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Do you need that comfort, poor trembling one, poor needy sinner? Yes, as we said just now, concerning the young. Yes, even you young ones. You'll prove, as I said just now, the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies. And you'll prove that one that's able to succour them that are tempted, tried and troubled. And what a mercy it was to Jacob even this day, even on that day. In the darkness of the night. And perhaps you've known, even on the past night, how dark it was in your soul when troubles come and trials come. The night times seem, do they not, oppressive? You long for the morning light, but oh, what a mercy if, the Lord Jesus should arise and shine with healing in his wings. Arise and shine. It must have been so to Jacob that night, for he testified, did he not? When he awaked out of his sleep, he testified. And oh, may you prove also that the place, there will be a place you can testify. Those spots and places where you've had to raise a stone of help, a pillar, and you praise God for that time and that season. But you prove like Jacob. It humbles. Jacob wasn't lifted up with a sense of pride here. It humbled him, did it not? For when Jacob awaked out of his sleep, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid. He knew it then, I believe. I don't think he knew it in the first place, when he laid himself down. For why could he say then, yes, he knew it not, I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is a gate of heaven. But was it not then a little hope raised up for Jacob? What a mercy. I believe he had a hope raised up then, not just for time, but for eternity. Providence and grace. None other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. I believe he saw there that, by faith, which was wrought for him. Yes, it was yet to come, was it not? Many, many years to come before Christ, according to what the prophet spake, came down to this lower world, the eternal Son of God. Before he ever took upon himself that body and nature like unto our own. But he saw by faith that which was to come. But also, and oh, may you, dear young friends, as you go on into life and you have that which is before you. As we say, perhaps as a leaving of mother and father. But to have that little hope, the Lord will go before you. Undertake and manage all by the way unto the end. And prove, even as Jacob here. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Especially then this verse. Ah, to poor worm Jacob, as we said, the young, even the very young. The Lord knows how perhaps even one very young is burdened. They tremble. Ah, there are those what ifs and what maybes. You tremble, yes, concerning your never dying soul, your needs as a sinner. And you tremble because of the pathway of life. And you tremble because of that, what you feel within. That old man of sin and the devil himself without that great company. You tremble, many things you tremble over. But oh, what a mercy then. If the Lord should so speak unto you, behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. I am with thee. Ah, what a mercy. Ah, to prove the promise as we read in Hebrews. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And the promise the Lord gave unto his disciples, and it is it not unto all the Lord's people? At the end of Matthew's gospel, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. With you always. You may say, well, but you don't know my heart. You don't know what a great wretch I have been, and a wretch still. I feel it so. But do we not read for the rebellious also? Do we not read in the Song of Solomon, those black but comely, draw me and we'll run after thee. Is that in your heart has been wrought there, that desire? Give me Christ or else I die. Do you come up to the house of God with a living desire? Sir, we would see Jesus. Is that wrought in your heart, that tender fear of the Lord? That tender fear of the Lord. It's a beginning of wisdom. If the Lord by his Spirit has wrought that in your heart and mine, I believe you're amongst those surnamed by the name of Israel. Those whom he hath loved. Those whom he hath loved. And what unlikely characters we read of in the Word of God. Bound up in that covenant, ordered in all things and sure. It's a mercy it is so, is it not? It doesn't give license to sin, God forbid, that we should ever sin, that grace may abound. But it gives our comfort that, even the worst of sinners, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And those are brought to feel their need. They're drawn to the footstool of mercy, the throne of grace. There's that wrought in them, that tender fear of the Lord, that broken heart and a contrite spirit which will not despise. You'll come up to the house of the Lord. You'll long for the Lord to speak. You'll long for the Lord to speak. Well, what a mercy then if it should be to a poor one. Yes, said thinking especially upon the young ones, but each one. The Lord has begun that good work in you. Imagine brought into fresh trials, but to prove again. I am with thee. and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I'll not leave thee until I've done that which I've spoken to thee of. But you'll have to prove, like Jacob, a tried path. And how tried was his path? You read concerning Jacob. It was very tried indeed, was it not? And no doubt, he didn't know of it at this time, but when there are those times when he has been brought to such a place, all these things are against me. No doubt he had to cry even as this. Remember the word. Remember the word unto thy servant which has caused me to hope. And what a mercy then if you young ones, but each one of us have a word. We can look back to even to the very beginning of that work of grace. Well, it may not be the beginning because we don't always know that beginning. A psalm it is here a little, there a little, line upon line and precept upon precept. But if there's a word we can look back upon, and the Spirit brings it to your remembrance again and again, in the midst of those troubles and trials, no doubt Jacob, this promise was tried, very tried. And no doubt at times he wondered whether it should ever come to pass. But you read concerning Jacob? Yes, there was a time when he saw the wagons coming. But how long, I cannot, perhaps some know the length of those years. But as many years was it not? But the word of the Lord spake, it came to pass. And perhaps one walks in that path of darkness now, the word the Lord has spake, it shall come to pass. This verse we've taken for our text says, until I have done that which I've spoken to thee of. It's a comfort, is it not? Until I have done that which I've spoken to thee of. That psalm we read, Psalm 146. Jacob was brought down to the end of his days. The time has gone. But Jacob was brought down to the end of his days. As we said, yes, the Lord didn't cast him off, but it was brought to pass that which he had spoken. And that verse also in that Psalm 146 was laid upon my mind also. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And that hope is in that one that created the heavens and the earth. That great I am, the one that cannot lie. And that one, yes, it doesn't matter what devils or his agents say unto you. It cannot lie. It shall accomplish that word which you have spoken in time past. It shall accomplish that which you have appointed for it. It shall not return unto him void. I know I've spoken of it before, but this word was laid upon my spirit back in my early teens. I believe it was in my teens anyway. Teens, if not early, no, it must be my teens. But the Lord laid this word upon my mind. It's in Psalm 138. I believe it accords with that which we've read as our text. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. But the Lord will perfect it. There will be that which it will be brought to that fruition. Although, as we said, Jacob's was very tried, and yours will be very tried. The path will be tried. The way will be tried. His promises will be tried. But it shall come to pass. Blessed be his holy name. It shall come to pass. And so then, you young ones, as you go on in the way, you began in the way, is there a word that the Lord has laid upon your spirit? You'll prove like this poor old sinner. You'll prove like Jacob. Yes, it will be tried. But there shall be a performance of those things. And it may be many years, many trials, many afflictions, many cares, many things hard to be understood, many tossings and turnings, the way brought to naught, things that were brought to nothing in a moment. But the promise is, I will not leave thee. I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And the promise is, yes, for all those trials and tribulations you may yet have to endure. It's a comfort. Yes, some people may say, well, the word of God says through much tribulation. And some may say, well, I don't want a religion like that. Don't want a religion like that. But some of us, we prove it in those times of trial and tribulation that the Lord draws near again and again. And that those times when we receive those blessings of the Lord which make rich and he added no sorrow to them. We prove again and again. The blessed comfort. As I said a little earlier, and it is in these moments then. And did not Jacob have to prove it? The comforter, the blessed comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And so it was a comfort to Jacob here. The Lord appeared for him, drew near in that night season. We read a little later on, when he wrestled, he had to wrestle again with the angel of the Lord. And there'll be many times when you have to wrestle. There'll be that given you, like it was with Jacob there when he wrestled with that angel until the break of day, that new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. It's through the trials and the tribulations that the Spirit pours out upon you. That wrestling prayer that can wonders do. That prayer that can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. That prayer that can bring relief in the deepest and darkest of places. And it's that place where you prove the unfailing faithfulness and love of a covenant-keeping God. And there will be those times and seasons when you'll also testify, you'll look back to them, when the Lord has so favoured you in your soul. And to you it will be those spots and places where you can say, this is none other but the house of God. This is a gate of heaven. You'll feel you're upon holy ground. Holy ground. As I said, that word in Psalm 138, yes, it's been tried many times. But the Spirit brings it back to my mind again and again. But the Lord will. He will perfect that which concerneth me, you. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Then, happy is he. Oh, it will be so. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Some men, do we not find in ourselves, we go back down again to Egypt for our help. We turn to those beggarly things. How often it is till at last to him we cry. But he waits to be gracious, and at the voice of thy cry he will answer thee. And then happy is he. It puts a new song in the mouth.
There's no praise to man. You don't say, well, I've done very well, I've undertaken that, I've brought myself through. But you put the crown upon his head. You acknowledge it is God. Almighty God hath done that to a poor, needy sinner, a worm Jacob. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £765, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper, and also hopes to receive our friend David Lee into the church. Let us close with hymn 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. 627.
Thank you. confess that which is of thee. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss, and do be pleased to come up with us again at the evening hour. Oh, may it please thee. Ah, send none empty away. Ah, thou knowest the poor worm Jacob's, and all their needs and their desires and their fears and their foes. Lord, remember them. But now, O Lord, bless then that which is of thee. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.